Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Preds lose the Winter Classic yesterday, 4-2, but a great event. Titans playoff game, Vols, of course, in a bowl game tonight. We'll get back to all of that. Hal Gill going to join us as well in just a few minutes. Casey Alexander, Belmont head basketball coach, joining us here as he gets ready for conference play. And, Coach, you've basically dominated all of the local teams here. You guys are kings of Middle Tennessee, so we'll get to that in a second after the win over Western Kentucky. But David Stern passing away, the commissioner of the NBA, you're obviously a huge basketball fan as well as a coach. Just sort of your thoughts on his passing and what he meant to the game of basketball.
Well, I mean, it's obvious the advancements that has made all that have been made all across the board under his leadership are pretty phenomenal. I mean, and most of it way out of the realm of my thinking, but you know, the television packages and the money, you know, and you know what those guys are playing for, and the whole game in general, huge influence.
Now, Coach, you guys just finished up non-conference play. With your last victory against Western Kentucky. Now you enter into conference play. Did you see what you needed to see from your team as you head into conference play?
Yeah, we did. Especially if you look at that Western game specifically. I mean, I felt like our team is the closest we've been to who we want to be for 40 minutes. You know, every game's going to have some runs by both teams, and you're not going to play perfectly. That's just the nature of the game. But I was really pleased with our effort. I think we have a pretty good idea who we are, what we can do. And so it's a matter now of going out and try to do it.
Do you think you change your rotation much at all, Coach? I mean, now that, you know, you're in conference play again, SIU, Edwardsville tonight is when you get started, and then you just keep on rolling through the league. Do you have a rotation that you've settled on? Obviously, injuries, you can't see that stuff coming. But
sure.
do you have the like you said, you're as close as you wanted to be for 40 minutes in the win over Western Kentucky, which is, you know, just another win over a team in this area. You beat Lipscomb twice. You beat Middle. You know, do you want to have a set rotation, or are you okay moving it around as the league season goes along?
Well, I've always been a guy that's played a lot of players. I mean, our tempo has always been pretty fast. That's kind of required us to play more guys, a deeper bench. I've probably been willing to play some guys who, just for developmental purposes all along the way, even in conference play. So we'll continue to do that. But at the same time, we know who our best five are. We know what our best combinations are. And those are the guys that we'll stick with the most, especially when the situation calls for it.
Casey Alexander, Belmont head basketball coach, joining us here, and they're 9-4 heading into conference play. Coach, the outdoor classic for hockey yesterday, I don't know if you had a chance to see any of it. I know you're zeroed in on what you guys are doing, but is there a space, and I know college has done this, I think Michigan State and North Carolina played on an aircraft carrier. We were just sort of spitballing some ideas, you know, historic neighborhood parks, you know, Rucker comes to mind, of course. Would you be in favor of, you know, an outdoor college basketball event to maybe showcase the sport in some way, shape, or form? How would that look?
Well, it would be interesting, and you're right. They have tried it a couple of times. What's happened, in our game, is like with the aircraft carrier, for example, you know, heat, humidity, things like that, that's not very good for playing a basketball game, and then, you know, with slick floors and everything else. So it's become a problem there. But, you know, the attention that you get, you know, any of those, as you mentioned, Rucker Park, something like that, that would be a phenomenal opportunity just to showcase our team, I mean, our game, and bring some attention to, you know, to a couple of programs that would rightfully deserve it.
Now, Coach, obviously you just now enter into conference play, and you probably hadn't had a chance to really look at all the teams. But how do you see this conference as a whole? Do you think it's gotten better from you know, what you've seen of, say, the opponents you're going to face out of conference, what they did out of conference, now you get to play them in conference?
Well, I mean, I think if you ask every coach in the league, they're going to say they've gotten better. You know, I mean, they're going to give you the same answer that I did. Yeah, that's what non-conference play is for, you know. But with any sport and with any division, conference, you know, you name it, the race takes on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. And, in a lot of ways, you know, you are starting over in a lot of ways. The slate is wiped clean for us. When you're talking about a one-bid league most off, on most years, there's new life and chances to kind of make your own path and so forth. And so it'll be competitive. Every league is. It doesn't matter, kind of the quality of the teams from top to bottom. You know, there's a higher level of recognition. Preparation is that much more important. And it just becomes it's a difficult grind for every league. Doesn't matter what division you're playing in, what your league is, how good you are. It's a tougher grind in the non-conference play.
Coach, you got any New Year's I call them intentions, because I think resolution sets you up for success. So do you have any New Year's intentions out there?
Nah, I'm not really that kind of guy. You know, I like watching everybody else's, but maybe I learned a long time ago that I can't keep them, so I don't even fool with it. But
I'm with you.
Let's just try to be the best today and keep working it that way.
Yeah, I feel like New Year's resolutions, intentions should just be something that happens like every day of your life.
Yeah.
Like just always try to read more or be with your family more or eat better or whatever, you know? Like,
in the perfect world, that's the way that it would be for sure. But it is nice to kind of start over, and everybody kind of looks at the flip of the calendar and says, okay, you know, this is a new chance. I got some new opportunities here. But I'm smart enough to know that any goals that are 365 days for me, I'm probably not keeping.
Yeah, you're only setting yourself up for failure with the resolution term. So I've just done away with it. Coach Alexander from Belmont, obviously the NFL has a switch from the new year. They go right into the postseason. You guys have a non-conference split when the calendar changes. So it certainly is a new vibe and a new feel for you guys. And congrats on a solid non-conference. And best of luck in conference play, Coach. We do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. And they get started tonight with SIU Edwardsville. It's a very good basketball team and always an interesting situation in the OVC. Tennessee on the field tonight against Indiana in a bowl game. Some more college action for you guys. I just think my lesson to fans is if Tennessee loses to again, Indiana has 8 wins. If they win 9 tonight, it will be the winningest team in program history.
Oh,
they have
wow.
not won a bowl game since 1991. So this game probably means a lot more to Indiana than it probably does to Tennessee outside of some of the seniors and you know, Juwan Jennings and the like. Just don't – it's not that big a deal if you lose the game. Just play well. Play a lot of young players. You got good bowl practice out of the deal. You're on national TV. Just don't lay an egg, and I don't think you can read too much into outcomes, because we saw Butch Jones dominate bowl games, and it didn't mean anything for the team the next year.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think Indiana's both teams want to win. I'm sure of that. But I think for Indiana, it's a little bit different for two reasons. I think because where they have been, and the Vols have been there as well, but the Vols has their program has history. I mean, great history. Indiana's not quite like UT history, and they've been down, and I think they want to win this game because it gives them an opportunity to recruit and everything else, and it gives them an opportunity to say, hey, we're headed into the off season on a high note. But then also, I think most importantly is it gives them a chance or an opportunity, however small or big it is, to say we beat an SEC team. Because, you know, every if you look up north, they always say, you know, SEC's claim they're the big, you know, they're the big bad dog on the block and yada yada yada. And you know, if Indiana can beat a SEC team, I think it means just a little bit more to them, because it's that, you
yeah,
know,
it's listen, they. Again, 9 wins in a season. I think they've only done it twice, and it was like 1967.
Exactly,
and like, you know, back in like the 1900, like 1900 something or whatever. I can't remember what year it was. So they haven't accomplished a 9-win season in 50 years. So tonight, you know, they haven't won a bowl game since 91. It's going to mean a lot to Indiana as a football program should they win tonight. And so I'm sorry. It is great for Tennessee's brand to be on national TV tonight and to not look stupid. But it doesn't matter. If Indiana kicks a field goal to win and you lose the game, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay. Don't get too worked up about it, Tennessee fans. I actually, honestly, I compare the Winter Classic yesterday to how I watch bowl games. I don't. The outcome is what it is. It's not going to affect my enjoyment of the fact that, hey, this is our last chance to get to see Tennessee football. This is your last chance as a fan to watch your team. You know, what really matters is that they got there and that they got practice time for their young players, and that's going to help them develop for next year. What matters to the Preds and the Stars is this extravagant spectacle of the sport yesterday that looked great, that went off without a hitch, and everybody celebrated the game of hockey. Sure, the two points mean something more to the Preds than a bowl win or loss does, and the stats count, You know, I get all of that. It's just, it's more about celebrating being a fan and celebrating the moment. And, you know, sure, it'd be great if you won, but it's not really the point, right? Uh-huh. Like, the point is you're in a bowl game, you've returned to the postseason, and you're playing on national TV on January 2nd without any other games happening.
Exactly.
You have the national stage to yourself. Go out there and market your brand. It does not actually matter if you lose by 3 points or whatever. So just keep that in mind tonight, Tennessee fans. I like Tennessee to win. I think they're the better team, and if they play up to snuff, I think they win the game. But don't discount how much this might mean to Indiana.
Exactly.
It might mean a lot more to them. So Tennessee Titans, we'll get you an update. Injury update. Good news for the Titans. We'll explain when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
So, people, it's a new year, 2020. It's a new day. And maybe you're, you know, you've lived in your home maybe a year, or maybe you have an older home. Maybe your home is a decade old, or, you know, even older than that. And you're starting to see some problems with your foundation. And a lot of this happens because either there's extreme moisture and drought conditions. Sometimes are the main cause of your foundation failure. Soil swells during the wetter months and it shrinks during the drier months. This fluctuation can create voids, which allows your under foundation walls to crack. Well, if you're having all of this happen to your beautiful home, then why not call United Structural Service? This is a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served the Middle Tennessee area since 1994. That's a long time. They have more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. That's a lot of customers. Here, listen. And some of their highlights are they got quality. Their reputation is stellar. A bunch of expertise within this company. And they have the one thing that you must have as a business, and that's integrity. So if your walls, if your bricks are cracking, your walls are bowing, your doors or your windows sticking, drywall separating, stairs, steps, cracks, in the masonry or mortar joints, I've had some of that stuff. Your chimney's tilting a little bit or leaning, the Leaning Tower of Piazza. Is that how you pronounce it? I think so. Or your house may be trying to tell you something. You know, when you start to see these things, then call United Structural Service. They give you a free estimate. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. This company is locally owned. They are, a foundation and waterproof company. They are licensed and insured. That's important. They are licensed and insured. And again, they have served more than 18,000 satisfied customers, residential customers. And listen, they guarantee their best, and they want you to call USS. And here's the number right here, 615-227-2275, 615-227-2275, or go online at USSTN.com.